Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to WFB Talk Continues and this installment of Sidelines with Nance Wernis of the two-time champion Kansas City Storm. By the way, those are not national championships that we've earned. Someone asked me about that the other day. We've gotten two divisional crowns, so those are the championships that we have won, and one of those was just in 2010. So that's pretty exciting. So, again, this is Nance Wernis, and you've tuned in to Sidelines with Nance Wernis of the Kansas City Storm. If you have any questions or comments on tonight's show, please send them to nwernis@kcstormfootball.com, and I'll be sure to take a minute in the next show to address those. I also am in the chat room. I am live tonight, and I have the chat open. So by all means, you can use that. We have some kind of cleanup items from the last couple of shows that I wanted to start with tonight. One of them is a topic that is actually about a month old now, and it was the genesis of the topic, a governing body for women's football, came from almost an offhand comment that I made, like I said, about a month ago on one of the shows. And I made some reference to if we needed one, or if what would that do, or could that be of service? And I got an email from Randall Fields of the WSFL, and he said that was being worked on, and had been being worked on for a couple of months. And so I have invited him to a show to talk about that. That was getting close to the holidays, and he was not able to commit to doing a show prior to the holidays, but said that he would do one afterwards, after the holidays. And so I've reached out to him again here in this past week and asked him for a date. And so hopefully we'll get him here soon. Now it's been about 3 months, and so it would be interesting to hear the work that's being done in that space, in that area. And if you have any comments or questions for Randall, please send those to my email, nwernis@kcstormfootball.com, and we'll make sure he gets those ahead of time so he can address them and be prepared to cover any topics that you'd like to hear about with that. So that could be interesting information, and I'm sorry that we haven't been able to make that happen for you guys yet. But we will get him here soon and find out what's being done there. I did reach out to the WFA and the IWFL. They have not been engaged. It's been a few weeks now since I talked to them, so they have not been engaged. At that time, they had not been engaged. They may have been involved since that time with this effort. So I would also hope that not just the leagues were working on this, if it's being worked on, but also all owners or many owners or some set of owners, players, coaches. I think that there's a lot of stakeholders in women's football, and they would all have good ideas for that. So, and I guess I bring that up because one of the topics last week had to do with the year-end tournament. Well, actually, it's not a year-end tournament that's been suggested. It's the United Football Association or something that Randall also is working on. And he had put that out on the chat board, and I know that there's a lot of feedback on that. I know that I covered it in my show last time or the time before. I know Dion covered it also. There's just a lot. There's an idea that was put out, and I think that it might have been presented a little more formally than it was really ready to be done. And so there's just a lot of questions, and I know that it frustrated the WSFL and some of the folks within there that had come up with that idea, and you could see that in the on the chat board and some of the responses that they gave when the feedback and the questions were coming in. That's something that we typically see from that camp And I understand how that happens. You put something out there and you think that's kind of cool, and you just generate, instead of excitement and embracement, there's questions and, you know, concerns and ideas and so forth, and sometimes that's a little bit frustrating. And I think I ended my last or one of my last comments on that topic last time was to kind of give these guys a break. You know, it maybe had been presented as a little bit more further along in the process as it was, and obviously they've gotten a lot of feedback from us, and so I'm anxious to see what you know, what they came up with. There was a posting from Randall where he indicated that there would be more information coming. I have not seen that yet, and so we wait for that, and hope that some of those comments and questions are addressed in the next communication. But anyway, I say that as a foreshadow to the topic that I'm going to introduce. I have a topic that we've talked a couple times on these shows here recently about, and I wanted to delve into that a little bit more tonight. And certainly I wanted to posture that with everyone, that this is an idea. I'm open for ideas. I want to hear what you guys think about it and what would work for you and what you want it to be. And that is, of course, the registry or the directory is the topic for tonight's conversation. So before we get into that, I wanted to address the items from last time and kind of foreshadow a little bit about the topic for tonight. Also, last time we talked about the need for everyone to kind of take a gut check and make sure we're still all focused on the players and we have our minds where they need to be, and to make this a successful year for everyone. And I had committed to putting out on the board, a message board, kind of a discussion just about, some things that motivate me is the players and some of the player stories that I have ran across here just in this last fall and early winter, where the players have revealed to me why they are playing with the Storm. These are either rookies or veterans that are coming back. And I referred to some of those stories last time, and I got some good comments about that. So I started a discussion out on the chat board that says basically, you know, tell us your stories for 2011. What's motivating you? What's keeping you focused on the players and keeping you excited about the work that we do? Because we do a lot of work, and sometimes it's very thankless, and you kind of have to keep going back and remembering why you're doing this and why you're spending your time this way. In any event, so I did that, and so I invite you to look at those. I put some of the stories that I talked about last week from the Storm in there, some of the player stories that are, I think, pretty neat. I think there are two or three from veterans, returning veterans, who did not play last year for whatever reason. And the reasons that they couldn't play last year are part of the story of why they're coming back and what they want to do. We had one that was injured and feels like she still has something to prove and wants to kind of finish her football career on her own terms, not as on an injury. You know, we have a service woman that's been overseas, and there's some stories there. There's also a couple of rookies that have stories in there. So, and they're not really stories. They're just two or three sentence descriptions, but it gives you an idea of the neat people that are involved in our sport, and it helps us, I think, you know, focus on the players and feel good about what we're doing and maybe try to inspire us, or on bad days or bad weeks kind of help us refocus and remember that there's good things going on out there. So I invite everybody to go out there, take a look at that, and hopefully it brings some good thoughts your way and good feelings your way. And please add your own and tell us some uplifting things that are going on in your organization and that everybody would like to hear. And I think that would be a neat thing. So that's out there now, and I just did that this afternoon. So those are the kind of house cleaning items. So I wanted to go right in now to tonight's topic. And tonight's topic is talks about the schedules that we have out there and the idea of the registry or slash directory that I've thrown out a couple of different times now. And I've talked to some folks offline about this, and there's a lot of excitement around it, and I've gotten a lot of ideas already. And so I wanted to, rather than type long emails or chat room soliloquies on what the concept was, I wanted to just spend some time tonight and verbalize what kind of brought this on and what I think might work and what would the offering may help teams. And then I really want to hear from you guys. And I don't want to put something out there as a finished product and have a lot of things not thought through and just have it generate a lot more questions than answers. Before we get too far down the road, I'm inviting ideas and I think that will help the final offering look pretty good. And when I say final, obviously these things always change and mature with the league and the needs of the teams. But the concept of a registry or directory to help us really just see who's out there and who's looking for things that we are looking for, specifically games or preseason games, preseason scrimmages, even postseason. We're going to talk about schedules here in a minute, games that might help you fill up your schedule if there are some holes there. And I just want to kind of set the stage of where this idea came from, kind of get your wheels going, and then want to hear what you have to say. And if you can't get into the chat room or I don't respond, which could very well be because I can't always get over there to see that, or I don't always get over there to see that, certainly email me at nwernis@kcstormfootball.com, and I'll get those addresses as quickly as possible. So let's kind of set the stage. Where did this come from? When Randall and I first started working together on what ultimately became the WSFL, we were actually under the umbrella of a men's league. And Randall's initial concept was that he would have these women's teams that would pair up with men's teams and operate together and reduce costs and share stadiums and practice facilities and so forth. And so we were kind of working with that. I thought it was kind of a neat idea. It was something that differentiated that league from that women's league from the other women's leagues that were out there. And I thought that was important because, you know, we saw just a lot of new leagues starting and going away, and it was always the same message and the same offering or product, but this was a little bit different and made a different twist. Before we got too far with that in the fall, and Randall had a men's team in this under this umbrella, and he was starting up a women's team, there was some drama and on the men's side, and he lost his team there, I think, or maybe he couldn't return and he had to move them or something. But out of that whole thing, the women's side of the equation was also kind of cast off from this umbrella of this men's league. And so the bad news was it took quite a little bit of time to kind of reorientate ourselves. I know Randall had to find a home for his men's team, and he was off doing that. And it kind of left in limbo some things that had been doing with the women. But in some ways, that wasn't a bad thing because there were some things that were constraining us under that umbrella. There were certainly some advantages that brought, but there was also some kind of constraints, and what we did needed to be approved by the bigger league, and some things were just constraining. So when we got to a point where we didn't have those constraints and we kind of had a blank sheet of paper to sit in front of to say, what do we want this league to be, I kept thinking of ways to differentiate. And one of the things, you know, obviously the Halo rule was big for me. I had trouble with the WFA on that and Catherine Masters. The Halo rule, owner-controlled, was another idea I'd come up with. that has really been a cornerstone and has been kept in that ligament, a cornerstone. And when we spun off from the men's league, that was when we had to take a new name because we were actually under a different name at that point. The new name came up, and that was the WSFL. And so we had talked about things like flex fees and trying to think of some other differentiators that I had suggested and tried to get into the program. Some of these made it and some of these didn't or started. They were in initially and haven't survived. But one of the things I had brought up was I said, Randall, you know, the most important thing that teams want from leagues, that they need from leagues, are their schedule. And nobody guarantees their schedule. And I don't mean that you guarantee your games, because no league, not even the WSFL, does this, where they'll give you a schedule and they guarantee you that number of games with those teams, because invariably teams forfeit. We've all been forfeited on, or teams can't make the schedule for whatever reason, or they don't finish a schedule. So certainly the most important thing that we want from the leagues is a guaranteed schedule. We don't get that. None of them have guaranteed schedules. But what I had talked to Randall about was, wouldn't it be nice if you committed to a league, and you have to commit to a league early, like in the fall, you pay your money or some set of your money, and you get your schedule, and what if you don't like it? You know, I can't, we all complain about this, right? We complain about the schedules not being, not making sense, that they show partiality to certain teams, that you're traveling too much and other teams not traveling. This doesn't make sense. How'd they come up with this? You know, we don't understand that. We're probably having a lot of those thoughts right now because the leagues have come up with the schedules. You've got it. You're stuck, right? There's no guarantee by the league that you're going to like their schedule, and you can't get out of it now. You can't effectively quit the league and go to another league at this late date. So it would be great if your schedule was like a poker game where maybe it's a seven-card draw and you get your seven cards or eight-card draw. You get your eight cards, and if you don't like them, you can throw some in and get some others, and then you make your best hand. And that best hand would be the best schedule for your team based on what you know at that point in time. In the January, February time frame, we've been through tryouts. We kind of see what we have initially here to work with. We might be speculating already how the team might end up, at the end of the season. And so we know a lot more now than we did when we had to commit to a league. Now we have the schedule. If it's not the optimal schedule for the players' development, wouldn't that be nice to be able to tweak that or change that? And right now this year, technically that capability exists. The capability exists because all leagues on record have said you can schedule games, pre-games, preseason games, regular season games, et cetera, with non-league teams. They've all said that, at least on paper. If not in practice, at least on paper, they say that that's a fair thing to do. And unfortunately, we're still strapped because if we're in a league, we're going to get that first six or eight games that we have to make good on, and we don't have a lot of flexibility. But we still have that ability now to tweak our schedules and try to provide the best opportunity that we can for the women that are on the team based on what we see the team can accomplish in the year. I hear a lot of things on the chat board about the disparity amongst the teams, and too often I just you hear I think the word was coach it up. If you guys had followed the chat boards, you know, there's some teams that are just getting started and they're not as experienced, and they're going up against It's like they're being fed to the lions, you know, just because they're close in proximity to some other team, they're just going to get slaughtered for a couple of games for a couple of years now or however long until they get coached up, as it was said. And I guess I don't agree. I agree that right now, under the structure of women's football, that's probably the best answer we have. But we should start looking outside the box on that, because nobody wants to just be the just be there to pay your dues and pay your money. Remember, we talked earlier about 80% of your league fees are paid are spent after June 30th. You know, the new teams are funding the playoffs for all the 10% of the teams that make it, and they're served up as just to be slaughtered by these older teams that are more experienced. And we've made the situation worse because we have these arbitrary, artificial barriers with the leagues. So you don't get an optimal schedule. That's what I'm kind of trying. The point here is, under the current structure, you will not get an optimal schedule for your girls, for your players, to develop slowly if they need to, and have a good experience while they are developing to where they can then be competitive at some other level. Right now it's just kind of coach it up, nothing else you can do. You're just going to be slaughtered for a while till you get caught up. Well, that's no fun for anybody. Nobody likes to win 70-0. Nobody likes to lose 70-0. And this structure that we're under allows, not only allows that, but encourages it, but it's just the way you understand that's part of it, and I don't think it needs to be part of it. And so what I am suggesting is that it would be great if we could throw our schedules back in or only have to commit to 4 or 6 games to a league and be able to schedule another, you know, 2 to 4 games outside of the league with teams that will provide a more meaningful experience, the best meaningful experience for our players to grow, to have fun, to mature as a team. And you don't do that by getting slaughtered, right? And we should try to provide that option. And so tonight's topic is basically the concept of a registry or a directory where all the teams out there can put their information, contact information, et cetera, and they can put their information around what outside of their league commitments. And some people don't have any of the commitments. I haven't seen too much from the Utah team on the board, but I have just been aware of an independent team out in Utah. Anyway, so some people don't have league commitments. Some of them have league commitments. But outside of those, can we help? What can we do to help find each other and to find other teams, hopefully near us, some sort of a geo-mapping kind of functionality, find teams around us with similar interests as far as I need games early, I need games on these days, I would like some preseason games. You might even want to know if anybody in your area is interested in postseason games. If you think about it, with only 10%, and I kind of throw that out as a best guess, I haven't done the math, but the number of teams that actually play past June 30th in the playoff structure is minimal, right? It's a small percentage. Well, you may find when you get into that early June, mid-June timeframe, your girls are peaking. Maybe your players are peaking then, they're gelling, and you want to try some new things. Maybe you want to try some people in some different positions. And they're all engaged, they're in shape, they know their plays, they're ready to go. Maybe you want to schedule a couple games on the back end of the season to try some people in some new positions or you know, for whatever reason, if you're not in the playoffs. And so the concept here, the idea that we've been batting around is to create a registry, a directory of all these teams, what they're what they might be looking for, and you can query this and do some geo mapping to find teams that are close in your area or far away. Maybe you're willing to go 5-6 hours. And you should be able to select on that and find teams that are looking for games or practices or scrimmages to fit what your wants are, and then have the contact information. They go out there and contact them. I'm doing some work now in this area, and it's tough to go through all three websites. I know the WSFL is not, I thought it was not accurate. It may be now. The WFA, they didn't have theirs updated as of last week. I haven't looked this week. So then you have to go to individual teams to try to find their schedules and what they're doing and when they might be available. And you don't even know if they have any interest. And so you're reaching out and making comments, making contacts. And so I think that this registry will do a lot to facilitate outside of league interaction with the teams. And it will help, I think, find like teams that want like experiences, and so that will drive a better experience for our players. And we can choose to challenge them with a out-of-league game early in the season, after the season, during a bye week, whatever, maybe off-season. You know, this could go for 11-man, 8-man flag. Maybe you want to do some flag work in the fall, and you want to see if there's some teams out there that might have some interest in that. Maybe you have a new quarterback. You're trying to develop some routes and timing patterns, and that would be one way to do that. And so you want to go against against another team. So there's a lot of potential here, and those are kind of the ideas that we've batted around. It's kind of I've described the problem set that I seem to have seen, and I've gotten some feedback that seems to exist that we don't have a good way to to find teams quickly and understand if they have like needs. And so that's kind of what that's all about. It isn't going to cost anything. It's just a quick website. We'd like to have some volunteers maybe work on. I was kind of working on a spreadsheet, underlying spreadsheet for it late last week, and I think I almost might need a little access database or something. So we might need a little program on the back end, but it could be pretty superficial. Simple initially, where we just have our information out there and allow folks to access it and sort and query and just find each other and be able to contact each other without having to go to multiple sites. So it would be a way to consolidate information that now exists across many sites, and also to provide additional information that doesn't exist on any sites. And so that would make that activity easier for the teams. I also noticed that some teams just put them out there on the chat board, on the women's football Bing board, and that the message board. And that, I think, can work if a team that is a good match for you happens to see your post. Excuse me, and they may not. They may miss it. And so this would be a place where everybody could go, and they could actively go when they know that they are trying to shore up their schedule. Because remember, there's no guarantees. You could have a schedule right now that you're not happy with at all, that you feel you may not be challenged or that you're going to be over-challenged. And and here's a chance to shore that schedule up as best you can. And certainly there's a great opportunity to reach out and find preseason games in preseason scrimmages to make sure your players are ready for the season. So that's the concept. Open for ideas. I really want to hear what you guys think. InWareness@CaseyStormFootball.com. And I'm getting close to the end here. I don't see anything on the chat board. So we will probably just close down now. I may even put something out there under the under Dion's message board to try to solicit more ideas around this space to see what would best serve the team's needs. With that, again, any comments and questions, please send those to nwarners@caseystormfootball.com. Oh, here's one. FBR Tusk. Okay, that chat group is www.womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com. Thank you, BJ. You take care of me. That's it for tonight. So you've listened to Sidelines with Nance Wernis of the Kansas City Storm on WFB Talk Continues. Good night.